They had preachers, they stomp knockers. You ever heard of that? Well, that was a term for preaching. It's still in existence now. Stomp knockers was those who weren't really, let me see, should I say educated or what? I don't want to use the term educated, but could do enough to get by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could you understand that? I don't know whether you understand what I'm
trying
to say.
Had no kind of
training. Yeah, no formal training. What he learned on his own or from being around someone that could sometime preach a real good sermon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But then again, if you were having like a church anniversary or something that you wouldn't put him on for a church anniversary, just on special occasions. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay,
so they call them stomp knockers. You know,
okay.
I don't know where that word came from.
Okay.
But that's a term that they use. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sort of self.
Yeah, self-taught.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that now, because all of Jesus' disciples, neither one of them went to school. They taught,
yeah.
They learned from him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a formal education going to a seminary is not absolutely necessary if they are inspired by God to preach the word, you know.
Right, uh-huh, yeah.
Like in Moses' case, when, you know, Moses told God he couldn't speak plain and all this. But God said that if I can make a man in so many terms, I can make you say what I want you to say. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
he didn't
mm-hmm.
tell Moses exactly like that, but
yeah,
I mean, in other words, Moses, my speech is, I stutter when I talk. But here you're talking to an almighty God who made the man. So, you know, naturally you can make him talk or make him say what he wants him to say.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So if the man is really inspired by God to preach or anointed by God to preach the gospel, then he has a message. I'm not saying that he don't.
Right.
But then again, he's still not the man that you want on your church anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the man that you want to represent you in some big convention.
Mm-hmm.
But just for preaching a sermon, sometimes
mm-hmm.
he stumble up and get him a good one, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
you call him, they still call him stump knockers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And but that's, other than that, That's one of the most popular terms that they use for ministers that I can think of right now. Stomp knocker.
Okay. What terms would they have for somebody who was not from around here? You know, if you saw somebody come into town, or maybe somebody moved.
Other than strangers or... call them a stranger. Some call them drifters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, those are the terms that they used to use, but, you know, they don't hardly use terms like that now. It's just somehow just moving the neighborhood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly a stranger, just a friend you hadn't met.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
That's about the only thing I could think of.
What's the main town of this, county?
Darien.
That's Darien. Call it the county seat.
The county seat, yes.
What about the train? Does the train come by anywhere close to here?
Yes, it will. Yeah, it stopped. Train stopped before. I don't remember the train. I wasn't here when the train stopped coming through. But there, according to history, there was a train. Back when the post office was established in 1896, train used to come far as Darien. I don't know where it went from Darien. I don't know whether it just came from Brunswick to Darien and whatever, and Darien was its final stop on this end or not, I don't know. But I know it didn't come out here. And it was known as the Western Union Railroad. Some years later, in other words, the postmaster would have to go to Darien and pick up the mail in Darien that comes in on the train.
Okay.
All right. Then the train started coming through Meridian, through this area.